Biggest show.
All right.
Biggest show.
Yes.
Biggest show.
9 o'clock on the ticket, and time to look at the big shows coming to town this week. It's brought to us by Trend HR and the Granada Theater. Go to GranadaTheater.com for show listings. It's Thanksgiving week, so we don't have a ton of big shows rolling through town, but we do have five candidates. And remember, this is the biggest show coming to town this week. So that doesn't mean that it's got to have nothing but giant acts. It's just the five or six biggest coming to town.
Mm-hmm.
We start off with candidate number one tonight at the House of Blues. It's the rapper Scarface.
Okay. I've heard of him. I can't name one of his songs, but I've heard of him.
We're about to listen to a little Scarface, I believe.
With beeps.
How's everything going in there, Kev?
We're not...
You hanging in there?
That's as loud as it'll go.
I don't even hear any Scarface.
You don't hear that? I can hear it.
Oh, I thought that was his background music. Because he started that before we even announced Scarface.
That's Scarface, and that's the song from Office Space.
Okay. Brad Terrence Jordan is his real name. He's better known by the name Scarface.
Where's this? He's
from Houston. This is at the House of Blues.
Okay.
That's really as loud as it's going to go.
That's all I've got to work with here. Sorry.
All right, Kevin, let's move on then.
That's enough of Scarface.
We have a second candidate today. That is Friday night at Billy Bob's in Fort Worth. Kevin Fowler.
He's a big Texas act.
Kevin Fowler and I have a lot in common, both born in Amarillo.
Oh, yeah? I like Kevin Fowler.
College football analyst, too, correct?
That's Chris Fowler. Just a little off there. Yeah, let's see. His latest album came out this summer, Chippin' Away, made it to 19 on the country charts.
Yeah, he's more of a Texas sensation than you'll find any sort of big hit that he's had on the country chart. But he plays Billy Bob's or he plays anywhere around Texas. There's a good beer-drinking crowd on hand.
Mm-hmm.
He'll have a big crowd on Friday night.
I can't really hear George.
Ooh, is that Gordo joining us?
That is.
All right. Welcome to the biggest show coming to town this week.
Well, thank you so much, Junior.
Sounds like
Kevin Fowler we're listening to.
Yeah, it is.
Okay.
This is Gordo joining us from Dealey Plaza, where he will host Gordo's Corner coming up in 15 minutes.
I already feel the power down here. This place is pulsating.
Yeah, we've already listed Scarface, the rapper, Tuesday night as candidate one, and now Kevin Fowler, candidate two.
All right,
candidate three, biggest show coming to town this week, Saturday night at the Verizon Theater in Grand Prairie, Demi Lovato.
Oh, she's one of those Disney gals.
She sang the national anthem for one of the World Series games, right?
Mm-hmm. She did.
Yeah, she's good.
Recently divorced from Ashton Kutcher.
No, it's Demi Moore.
This is not Demi Lovato.
How about this?
That's Demi Lovato.
What
Sorry.
Were you playing?
Something from last week.
That's the last one we'll play today.
Oh, okay. Yes, she was an early actress. I don't even know what that means. She was an actress at a young age on Barney and Friends.
Right.
And then in the Camp Rock movies.
Yeah. You can
take everything. She's from Dallas.
Yeah. That's where they used to tape Barney. My kids were into that show. My older ones were.
They were in that show?
No, cool. They were into it. They used to watch it.
Sounds like the fake Michelle Wee.
She's 19.
Hot.
Not bad.
Yeah, I guess
she's,
so.
She's best friends with Selena Gomez, right?
I think they are friends. I don't know if they're BFFs.
I swear they're BFFs.
Are they?
Yeah, like the whole pillow fights, do each other's hair, bathe together kind of business.
You need some audio tweaking down there.
What?
I don't know. You're muffled or something.
Really? I can barely hear you.
Okay.
Gorgeous Sin needs to come up.
Selena Gomez, is she dating Justin Bieber?
Bieber, yeah.
Okay, so is Demi Lovato dating anybody famous? Do we have that information?
Do you call me famous?
No.
All right, candidate number four, biggest show coming to town this week. Also Saturday night at Billy Bob's in Fort Worth, the Randy Rogers Band.
Now we are talking.
Now,
not
who are
playing
they?
His music, but we're talking. In my opinion, he's the greatest singer-songwriter in the state of Texas since Willie Nelson. I love his music. He's a great writer. They are a great live band, too. If you've never seen the Randy Rogers Band, you are flat missing out. They put on a great show.
Sounds awesome. I'm loving this song. What is this? Traffic by Randy Rogers?
We hadn't played it yet.
I just hear street sounds.
His fiddle player, Brady Black, is the greatest fiddle player in the known universe. And he is flipping awesome. There we go. He's not a bottom out guy, and you know it.
Will you be at this show?
The ticket's on. I don't think I will be.
Oh, how disappointed is he going to be?
He's probably going to be glad that I'm not around. No, I have only had like two Saturdays off in the last 3 months, so I think I'm going to spend this one at home.
All right.
But I've seen him a bunch, and it's a highly recommended live show. For some reason, the traffic got louder than the music there for a second.
Come on out from the show.
He doesn't talk like that.
Let's see. And you'll know this, but as I'm looking, his last album was last year. Did he not put one out yet this year?
No, they're in studio finishing one up. It's supposed to be out, I think, in the spring. I think that's when it's coming out. This is off the last one, Randy Rogers Band. Oh, actually, this is two albums ago, sorry.
All right, go support the Randy Rogers Band.
Yes,
Saturday
home.
At Billy Bob's. And candidate five, biggest show coming to town this week. Sunday at the House of Blues, The Devil Wears Prada.
That's a movie, right?
I'm sorry, Gordon, what was that?
I thought that's a movie.
It's a movie and apparently a group, too.
Can you guys not hear me?
We're having some problems.
Oh, no. Is it back in the control room or over here with Killer in the broadcast van in Dealey Plaza?
It's your choice.
Dealer's choice.
Oh, this sounds pleasant.
All right, we'll dump out of the Dealey Plaza segment.
No. This is a Christian band, correct? The Devil Wears Prada?
I would think so.
This is, according to Wikipedia, they are a Christian band consisting of these members, and then they list the members, and then after they list the members' names, they say all of whom are Christians.
Okay. We've never sung this hymn, I don't think, at church.
No. I think it's best to get out of this segment as quickly as possible, so let's vote. We have five candidates. Biggest show coming to town this week. Is it candidate number one, Tuesday at the House of Blues, Scarface? Candidate two, Friday at Billy Bob's, Kevin Fowler? Candidate three, Saturday at Verizon, Demi Lovato? Candidate four, Saturday at Billy Bob's, Randy Rogers? Candidate five, Sunday at the House of Blues, The Devil Wears Prada? George.
There's no question about it. He wins this week. The great Randy Rogers.
All right, Gordo?
Demi Lovato.
All right. Filling in and voting for Rich Phillips, it's Sean Bass.
I will take Demi Lovato as well.
Sean.
George. Kevin?
I forfeit my vote due to poor board hopping during this segment.
And ooh, that forfeiture is accepted.
Whoa! Randy Rogers.
I'm going to vote for Randy Rogers also. So well, he right wins then. 3-2. Randy Rogers, Saturday at Billy Bob's, biggest show coming to town this week.
Hot dog. Gordo, do you still hear us?
Yeah, I